Good to see you, John. It took so long to find you. What do you say?
Say I'm not called John anymore.
Fate's funny, huh?
Why would you want to find me?
My husband has never seen your face.
You were right about him.
He's violent with you.
What's this?
Just a little scratch.
Little scratch, huh?
I want you to take him out on your boat and drop him in the ocean for the sharks.
And that was a clip from Serenity with Matthew McConaughey and Anne Hathaway. We'll talk about that movie in just a minute, Ron. But first, the Oscar nominations in Best Picture. What are your thoughts?
Well, good list. Although one glaring omission, in my opinion, was If Beale Street Could Talk. And there are 8 Best Picture nominees here. There could easily have been 10. That's what the Academy has set up here. So obviously that just didn't make the grade. But I do like this list very much. And a couple of them are my favorites, like Green Book. I love that movie. Bohemian Rhapsody is still going strong at theaters. As a matter of fact, 5 of the 8 Best Pictures still in theaters, like favorite Green Book, Star Is Born, Bohemian Rhapsody, and Vice. So you can still see those this weekend at Celebration Cinema. Black Panther, Black Klansman, and Roma, those you can check out on television if you so choose.
So you're not going to bring those back for the big screen?
Correct.
Okay. So one of the things that leaps out to me is that I have heard almost nothing but negative things about Vice, and yet it's here in the list of best pictures. Right. And If Beale Street Could Talk, like you mentioned, I mean, that's been just had stellar reviews.
I know. I can't figure that out. I mean, Vice has gotten some good reviews as well. And I don't know if you want to call this the left-leaning Hollywood voters or what, but, you know, Adam McKay is a terrific director, and you've got Christian Bale, who's probably going to win Best Actor, and there's just enough going for Vice to make it a clever satire sort of entertainment that obviously voters like.
So you think that Christian Bale gets the nod for Vice over Bradley Cooper, Viggo Mortensen, Willem Dafoe, and Rami Malek?
Well, there's the race. Rami Malek for Bohemian Rhapsody won the Golden Globe, as did Christian Bale in different categories, musical and comedy versus drama here. So that's the race between Malek and Bale there.
How about Best Actress? We've got Glenn Close for The Wife, Lady Gaga, A Star Is Born, Yalitza Aparicio for Roma, Olivia Colman, The Favorite, and Melissa McCarthy, Can You Ever Forgive Me?
There again, the Golden Globes paved the way to an Oscar, and Glenn Close and Olivia Colman were co-winners there at the Golden Globe. And you know what? Oscar usually likes a body of work like Glenn Close has had a career here. Lady Gaga, it's her first star, Star Is Born, no pun intended, and Yalitza Aparicio is from Roma, and she's not even an actor. She's not a member of the Screen Actors Guild. Alfonso Cuarón literally plucked her off the streets of Mexico and put her in this movie, and now she's got an Oscar nomination. So I think it's between Glenn Close and Olivia Colman.
All right, now opening today, Serenity, directed by Stephen Knight, Matthew McConaughey, Anne Hathaway, and I've been hearing some interesting negative reviews about this movie.
I usually say mixed when when a score of 22 shows up on RottenTomatoes.com. And apparently Anne Hathaway's come out and trashed the critics here as, you know, they like to say, well, we've seen this all before. And of course, no, we haven't. We haven't seen this cast together. And not everybody has seen, murder mystery type movies in this particular setting. So really, if you like the cast and the idea that some twists and turns in a suspense thriller crime drama is your cup of tea and an R-rated movie, then check out Serenity.
My favorite review of this movie is in The Guardian, and it landed yesterday, and it leads off talking about the typical January movie, which has been orphaned by a studio with little faith in its earning potential, banished to the post-holiday movie-going lull, with strains of badness which may freely flourish without attracting too much public attention. And he goes on to say that Serenity was originally slated for September release, then it was nudged 1 month ahead for inscrutable reasons, and then finally moved to its rightfully resting place in January. And he actually gives this, it's an actually positive review. It's 3 out of 4 stars.
Okay.
And he says the January movie stands out not for its failings, but for its confidence and ingenuity with which it fails. and so it sounds like, I mean, from reading this review, he just says this is just a wacky movie.
Yeah.
And he liked it, even though it's a failure.
Right. And it's from a small distributor, Avira, and they don't have a big marketing budget. They're sort of at the whim of what everybody else is doing, and they found a hole in the schedule to dump it this weekend. And nobody expects it to do much business. But again, they've got a terrific cast. And if you like these actors, Jason Clarke in it, Diane Lane, Yamin Hansu is in it, you know, you pay your money, you take your chances.
How about The Kid Who Would Be King, a family adventure of a fantasy?
Yeah, right. And good reviews, great reviews for this. It's at 85% fresh. And this is a kid version of the King Arthur story, the Excalibur sword and everything, right? And this kid who's the young lead actor is actually Andy Serkis's son. And it's got Patrick Stewart in it playing Merlin. Actually, Merlin has several different actors playing the young and old, the modern and medieval version of that story. So comparisons to Goonies, Scott, which is really high praise. So a good family movie. It is PG.
And a Stan and Ollie and Laurel and Hardy bio dramedy with John C. Reilly and Steve Coogan playing the pair.
Right. And this one, even better reviews, 91% fresh. It's PG as well. And this is more toward the end of their career, Scott, when they were sort of doing this vaudeville tour of Britain. Abbott and Costello had come on and sort of replaced them in the movies for that sort of ilk. And so, you know, a little drama around their relationship, obviously some comedy because they're on stage and performing their shtick as they go through this tour. So a lot to like about Stan and Ollie, and I'm a big John C. Reilly fan, so I can't wait to see this one.
Also opening, Acceptable Loss.
Yeah, and the best thing you can say about this, Jamie Lee Curtis playing the President of the United States. We can only hope someday this might come true.
That's the only good thing to say.
Right. There's not much going on here. It's rated R, a drama thriller, again, as an also-ran this weekend.
Now, when you and I were growing up,
mm-hmm.
every single year, The Wizard of Oz played on the TV. I don't know if this goes on anymore now with cable and streaming.
Exactly.
So it's the 80th anniversary of The Wizard of Oz, and you're going to have a special day of screenings, or is it just one screening?
It's two shows on Sunday, and then there will be more throughout the week next week. But yes, it is the rare chance to see The Wizard of Oz on the big screen. And boy, 1939 was a really good year. We're going to do the 80th anniversary of Gone with the Wind as well. We'll have a theatrical release. And this is through our alternative content provider, Fathom Entertainment. So they sort of dictate the days and times that we can play this. So if you want to check it out, tickets are going fast. I'm surprised how well people are responding to this. So check that out online or the Celebration app, and you can get yourself Wizard of Oz on the big screen.
This is iconic cinema right there.
No
iconic
kidding.
Iconic cinema.
Good stuff.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us.
See you at the movies.